Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. How about if I told you I could wave a magic wand and you could do less, but better, work less, earn more? What would you say? You would say, yes, yes, please. Well, that's really what I'm going to talk to you about today in this episode of Messy Business. So welcome. Come on in. I'm doing this episode because I think that there is too much noise out there. There is too much, you must do more. There is too much comparisonitis. There's too much pressure to like do stuff, to perform, to, you know, I don't know, be, do and have like all of it. And that doesn't feel realistic or healthy, quite frankly. So I kind of want to be the antidote to that. And really, it's about doing less but better and focusing more on the things that actually matter in business, which, you know, it's being happy, enjoying what you do, and making more profit. I mean, obviously, doing a good job and all that stuff too, but I assume that you do that anyway, right? But running a bit, you've got to enjoy what you do. You've got to be happy in your business at least 80% of the time, because I think there's always bits that you don't like as much. One doesn't like as much. And you've got to make some profit. You know, there's no point in doing this if you ain't making money. And it's not about turnover. It's about profit. You know, I don't know about you, but if you turned over 250 grand in a year and made 50 grand profit, that feels like quite a lot of work and quite a lot of expense, right? But if you turned over 75 grand and made 50 grand profit, that feels like a lot less work to me. So it's about choosing your path, I think, really. And the Lazy Girl's Guide to Running a Business. I literally wrote a book about this. My book, Life in Business, is Easy Ways to Work Less, Earn More, and Embrace True Happiness. And it is the guide on how to put yourself first in your business, but how to and to make the maximum amount of profit. And I wrote it kind of because I felt that there needed to be something that was, you know, like, I don't know, just a real like antidote to all the noise. And it's like coming up 4 years since I started writing it. So it's been out for three and a bit years. And I think that I know that I've always felt really strongly about staying true to who you are and leading with your heart, but also your passion, your point of view. You know, I think that that's really important. And I've never been afraid to say what I think about things. And I guess that's the autistic side of me, right? Never been afraid to kind of say the things that other people seem to sort of just sort of think to themselves. And if something's obvious, then it still needs to be stated, right? I don't understand why we would shy away from that. So I wrote my book, and it was only after it had been published that I then got diagnosed as autistic ADHD, and suddenly it all made sense about the way that I'd written it. And it's in three parts, but each part it has many chapters in it. And each chapter's like, you know, sometimes it's only half a page. Very, very short and easy to digest. And each of the bits is a very simple thing that you can implement straight away, or it'll help you change your mindset, or it'll just be a, oh my God, I thought it was just me that felt like that. And so it's really full of that. And it's basically an ADHD guide on how to run a a successful and profitable business when you're neurodivergent. And it's what's kind of interesting about it is that it is, you know, work less, earn more. It is that, but actually it's the comfort that it gives and the confidence that it gives. And, you know, I've had so many people message me since after reading it that have said how much it's changed their lives. You know, there's one person in particular, her husband saw me speak at an event. I was a keynote speaker at quite a big event. He was in the audience. And he mentioned to his wife about it, she wasn't there, mentioned to his wife about it and said, oh, you know, right, he ordered my book while he was watching me speak. And so he told his wife about it, got other books. She read the book. She gave up her job and started her business. She'd already had the idea for the business and was kind of, you know, dabbling a little bit in the background. But after reading it, she did that. And I think it gave her the confidence to just believe in herself a bit more and actually give herself a simple structure for the business rather than, right, I need to listen to this, 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 and do that, 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 that. And, you know, that it's really important that we kind of don't do that. Because if we do all the things, if we do more, we're going to end up doing it worse, right? So my ethos is absolutely do less, but better. So if you want the book, it's on Amazon. It's called Life in Business by me, Libby Langley. And it's a, yes, good read. It's a good read. I'm going to write another one, but that would be procrastination. So I'm not doing it yet. But I am going to write another one. I think because you can do, I don't know, the more you learn, the more you understand how people need things. That's certainly something for me, but sticking to my own premise of do less but better, I am not going to write another book today. I'm going to tell you about the book that you can already get. Okay, so doing less, it's important to say that it's not about being lazy. It's more about being decisive and being precise, like sticking to your lane. I think that's really important. And when I say sticking to your lane, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, choose your lane. But I like to add the little caveat of and enjoy the journey. Because this isn't about, right, stay in your lane. You know, what do you know, little lady, about doing anything else? It's absolutely not that. It's like, pick the thing. Pick the thing that you that is for you and just enjoy it. And that's what I mean by choosing your lane and enjoying the journey. It's so important, I think, that we do that. And that's precision thinking, really. And it's certainly not come from laziness, that, right? But it is doing less. And it just helps you blinker yourself to all the other shiny things that you should be doing. And I say should, right? And what happens is that if you overwork or overthink it, it dilutes the quality of what you're doing. And this busyness, it becomes a bit of a shield. And I really hate it when people say, you know, how's business? You busy? And I've hated that for years. In fact, I think I did a whole podcast episode on this once a while back. Busyness, something about busyness. And so scroll back. I can't remember. I'm sorry. Scroll back and find it. I know I've done an episode about busyness, if not two. But, you know, how's work? Are you busy? And it's like, no. And because I don't want to be. I want to manage my business within the hours that I manage it. And then I want to do something that's not working in the rest of my time. But people, when they say, you know, how's business? You busy? It's not, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't really mean, it's not about business, but we have business as this kind of measure of success. And it's just, it shouldn't be. It absolutely shouldn't be. Because if you can earn the income that you want, right, which could be £1,000 a month, it could be £100,000 a month. It's up to you to choose, right? If you can earn the income that you want in fewer hours, why would you not? Why would you then fill all the rest of the time with stuff that doesn't really need to happen? It doesn't make any logical sense, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to stay longer at school because then I'll learn more just by being in the building. No, you won't. Not unless you read every book in the library or something, but no, you won't. And obviously you're not going to do that. So it doesn't make any sense why we do it in our businesses either, right? I hope that little analogy has helped. And one thing I would like you to remember as well is that if everything is important, nothing is important. You can't prioritize everything. You can't. The priority in your business should be, after you've prioritized whether you like it or not, right? Let's assume that your happiness is already pretty high up in your list of things that are non-negotiables. Making some profit is probably a priority, right? That's really important, because without that, you don't have a business. So sell more, spend less is the simplest way of doing that, or spend less, then sell more, depending on what your outgoings are like. And keep doing that, right? Just keep doing that. And that's the basis for a business. You enjoy it. You sell some stuff. You off you go. You go on holiday. And I think that doing less is about choosing, right? It's about choosing to have a simpler business. It's about choosing to give yourself space. It's about choosing the stuff that matters. And I really think that less is a conscious strategy when you're doing the right things. Absolutely. How can I make this simpler? How can I take 23 steps out of this 450-step process that I've created, right? Or how can I take 449 steps out of this 450-step process? Probably don't need it all. And, you know, this, I love complicated things. I love creating super high-tech anything, right? I love it. But you don't need to do it, because it's an entirely different skill set to the one that you need and have for doing what you do, yeah? You don't need to become the world's best coder and understand all sorts of different platforms, and the world's best marketer, and the world's best videographer. You don't need to do all of those things. They are jobs in themselves, right? You need to be able to do the simplest and most effective way of achieving the clients who are going to pay you the money for doing the thing that you do, the skill, you know, the skill that you have, and pay you some money, make some profit, go on holiday. It's as simple as that, right? If you've been here for a while, you will have heard me talk before about my building of a house, right? And this is the best and most comprehensive way I can explain the importance of running a business, and the simplest way of running a business, right? When we start a business, we think, oh, I need to do some marketing. Right, let me get on Instagram. Okay, right. So I need to be on LinkedIn, and I'll do Facebook as well, because I've got some friends over there. And so I better have an email list. Oh, and videos on YouTube. That's really important. And oh, TikTok. Yeah, I'll do that too. Should I? And right, everybody thinks marketing first. Marketing is really important, right? But marketing is not the first thing, because you've missed so many steps there by thinking about marketing. So the marketing is the roof of the house, okay? Marketing is the last thing that you think about. Stick with me. What's important is the foundations first, right? You can't build a house unless you've got really solid foundations. It ain't going to stand up in any kind of storm, let alone, you know, the business storm that we all live in. So the foundations are the things that you absolutely have to get crystal clear before you move on. And you need to keep going back to these, because to make sure they are still rock solid, right? These are things like who you want to work with, what you believe in, what you're passionate about, what you couldn't give two hoots about, who you want to work with, who you don't want to work with, what your core values are, what your mission is, what your purpose is, all of that stuff, right? That all comes from you and your heart and your core. That stuff, that's your point of view. That's the stuff that differentiates yourself. That's your niche, right? That is who you are, your core fundamentals. And that is so, so important that stuff you know and you're confident in, right? And you write all this stuff down, because we tend to sometimes forget until we come back to who we actually are, right? Because we get dragged into other people's bloody ideas about stuff. And when those foundations are absolutely rock solid, that's when you can start thinking about your walls. And you can see it makes sense, starts to make sense, right? Because you'll know what matters to you and how you want to work and how you don't want to work. So if you say, oh, I don't want to do any Zoom calls, but you've got an offer that is entirely Zoom calls, it's like, well, that's not going to match, is it? That's not going to be a consistent business that you can do without burning out. So that's why this foundation is so important. So the walls are then the offers, the pricing, the delivery systems, the boundaries, those kind of things. And they can be moved, right? And you can add bits in and take bits away. There's a bit of flexibility there within the walls. And once you've done that, the marketing's a piece of cake, right? Because all you've got to do there is just go and talk about the things that you believe in that are delivered in the vessels that you've created for them, the services and the offers. And it becomes much more straightforward. And how you do that, you'll be able to see, just it doesn't matter how you do it. You will know which way suits you. And if you've said you don't want to do Zoom calls, for example, in your business, your offers won't have any Zoom calls in them. They might have some face-to-face stuff. They might have asynchronous stuff. They might all be done by email. Doesn't matter, right? But then, so making like videos for Instagram, short videos, it doesn't fit as a marketing method because it's, you know, Zoom adjacent, right? It's the same sort of energy. And so it doesn't fit. So surely it would be better for you to then start a Substack and start writing or a blog on your website. You know, that kind of more written, softer marketing fits much better, or going out and doing networking. So it just all makes much more sense, right? And it also, crucially, allows you to do a lot less because it allows you to just eliminate the things that don't make any sense. And you will know what they are. And you will be able to just say to yourself, how's that make me feel? You go, well, okay, I'm not going to do it then. You're not going to do videos. You're not going to do reels on Instagram. I'm not, because I don't want to. Whoa. How are you going to reach people then? I'm going to go on out and have conversations like I did before the internet existed, like a perfectly normal and rational human being, right? It's fine. You can make whatever choice that you want and it's all okay. But the important thing is you get to choose. You get to choose and you get to do less but better. And that's crucial there. Crucial. So what else will happen for you when you embrace the whole doing less ethos to business is that you will have fewer priorities. And honestly, it's just going to make life a whole lot easier. You know, you have one main focus for the next quarter or year or whatever, and you just keep talking about it. And it's something that you like, and it's something that's profitable, crucially, and it's something that's pretty straightforward, and it's something you enjoy. And that's it. And it's like, whoa, that sounds easy. That sounds nice. Doesn't it just? So how about you just do more of that then? It doesn't need to be anything more than that, right? You'll also have cleaner boundaries. And this comes with kind of less availability because you're much more confident and structured in how you're delivering things. You certainly will have more intention. And these boundaries, it will stop like scope creep with things. And I think that as well, particularly, you know, if you've got lots of people contacting you, this scope creep does happen. But when your foundations are really solid and you really know how you want to run your business and what you like and want and don't, then you will be able to either charge an absolute premium for the extra stuff or just say, that's not what I do, but here's someone who can help you with that. And that's really liberating and really freeing, and it gives you real headspace to be able to actually focus on the core of what you want. And the first time that you turn away work, I mean, it's a rite of passage. It's a toughie. It's years, I don't know, it's 10 plus years, can't even remember, since I first did that. But actually, it feels really good, and it just helps you become more confident in who you are, helps you believe in yourself a bit more. Because when you make some big grown-up decisions, then you're like, getcha, this is maybe what it feels like to be in charge. And of course you're in charge because it's your bloody business. So you get to make all these decisions. And, you know, if you need my permission to do that, then here it is. So you will also, if you embrace the do less philosophy, you'll also have more presence. And that's just a really nice one. It's a really glorious one, actually. You know, deeper work, fewer scattered tasks. That stuff is great. It's really satisfying. And it also allows you to hyper-focus like there's no tomorrow, which is just super if you like that. Because if you've got one thing to focus on, you can go all in on it. It's great. And actually, that gives your brain freedom to do what it wants to do. And I think that, you know, that's maybe like it's got a neurodivergent edge to it that perhaps you don't realize until you cut some stuff out. It's incredibly satisfying. So do less also means less fiddling, please. Just get it out. Don't perfect it because it is never going to be perfect, but nor does it need to be. Just do the thing, move on, it's fine. And definitely you'll have this narrower lane, you know, choose your lane, stick to it, enjoy the journey. That's as simple as it is. And this is definitely one of the things that I've struggled with the most in my business. And I am pretty good at it now, I would say. But for years, I wasn't. And yeah, and it does have a knock-on effect, right? It has a knock-on effect with income. It has a knock-on effect with, I say reputation in terms of, she's the person for so-and-so. That's what I mean, not people thinking you're not good or you're not trustworthy or anything like that. And each time you choose something new, you can't pretty much build up a whole new audience because your audience isn't necessarily going to come with you, and that's exhausting, right? So this is why choosing your lane, staying in it and enjoying the journey is so, so important. So your business doesn't need more, I'm telling you that now. It needs you to stop leaking this energy all over the place. And something important to reiterate, actually, is that all of this, it's about changing how you work, which is an absolute mantra of mine. You know, change how you work, not who you are. You are not the problem. You do not need to change, right? But how you work might do. And that's a thing that you can do. It's not an emotion. It doesn't have to be an emotion-led thing. So that's so, so important. So, just a reminder about the book. If this kind of thinking is useful to you, which I'm sure it is, subscribe to the podcast and go buy the book on Amazon, Life in Business by me, Libby Langley, and it'll help you. I absolutely guarantee it. There will be something in there that you think, that's useful. And that's all we want from life, right? So I am your orientator here in this podcast. I don't necessarily motivate, although I probably do, but I don't necessarily motivate. I kind of steady you, right? That's always my goal here. And I want to help you slow down enough to see what matters, because not everything has to be done at 100 miles an hour. There's enough of that in life. You don't have to make your business another thing that drains you like that. It can be something that you find really enjoyable and really kind of calms you. And definitely my role is to give you clarity, because that will enable you to create momentum. And momentum is what will keep you going for however long you want to run your business, right? That's what my role here is. So if you want to come join my Messy Business Think Space and talk this stuff through with me, then you absolutely can do. Find the information on my website, libbylangley.com. Find everything you need there. So Who is up for doing less? Me. Who is up for doing better? Me. Who is up for doing less, doing better for longer? Me. With a side note of, oh my God, okay, that feels really hard because I know next week I'm going to have an idea that's so brilliant, I'm going to want to execute it, but don't, right? Rein yourself in, stick to the thing, do less, delete some stuff. Don't overwhelm yourself. You just need to focus on doing the thing that you do well in the simplest and most cost-effective, profitable way as possible and telling some people about it. That's it, right? Enjoyment, profit, that's it. That's what you need to do. So, okay, if your brain is wanting to go off on a sprint, please listen to this episode again because it's your cure and it's your cue to simplify. That's what I'm here to do to help you do. So thank you for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. I will see you next week. Don't forget to subscribe because I know that that helps more people to find this podcast. So go spread the word, tell all your business mates about it. Lots of love. I will see you next time. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.